It's really good to be with you again this morning and be part of this. Grateful to celebrate this season for this gospel, and that the light has come, and we've been reflecting on that. The way God and the Word was God, it sounds so otherworldly to me, so mysterious a way to begin. Almost far, far away there was, and you can see I'm excited about the new Star Wars movie, but there was a Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's those beginnings matter. They tell us how things are, and they tell us, helping us, reminding us where we came from, who we are, who we're made to be. Death to life again, a story of darkness, we might say chaos, and light, and darkness. Is the one who has come. I love how it's stated in John, came flesh and blood, and I love this, and moved into the neighborhood, and we saw the glory with our, and show us, and this is what he's showing us, what it means to be children of God. 13, we read this, the true light that gives light to every him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, believed in his name, and here we go, he gave the right to become children of God. Husband's will, but born of God. And that's the verse I'd like to head here, but pretty soon it's going to be January 1st, and we'll start those things. We'll try to improve ourselves. At least that's often what happens. Let me give you a little advice in the meantime. In the meantime, enjoy. This epic story of beginnings, it strikes me, has very little to do. Rather, it has everything to do with God's resolve and what he's doing and does. Darkness. He creates us in his image and recreates us in the image. Our identity as children of God, not by grinding our teeth and welcoming Jesus into the mess of our lives. The Jesus who comes into the neighborhood. Into the mess, into the story. And basically said there's two responses we can have. We can reject the story as a or accept that Jesus is the true light. The light that John's witnesses of, and that's what David talked about last week. That's our role. We are witnesses to the light. To be true lights. Had claimed to be one of the long-awaited chosen Messiah. Freedom from oppression, from Rome. To end their suffering. To bring light, insufficient to bring a better life, to fulfill God's promises, to overcome the darkness, because they're still out there. And John says, Jesus is the one. This time, and after so many false lights and false claims, and yet John keeps saying, but he's the true light. And then those who were doubtful and skeptical get to hear Jesus himself say this about himself. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never want this light for everyone. It's an offer to all who are in need, to all who can. Three times John says, the true light has come into our realities. And then yet in verse 10 it says, yet the world doesn't know him. Old Testament stories, it's used a few other times. Most knowing coat. Brother sold him into slavery, became ruler of all of Egypt, a hundred years later, this guy came and he didn't know Joseph. That's probably not, but he did not regard Joseph. He did not acknowledge. Oh, the Lord says that you got to do so, and Pharaoh says, you know, who is it? Now, again, it's not as if he doesn't know who the Hebrew God is to this God, since he himself is a God. I think John's claims are not accepted.